Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
July is Heatstroke Prevention Awareness Month. Heatstroke occurs when your body can no longer regulate its temperature due to intense heat or physical activity, leading to an imbalance of fluids and salts. Infants and toddlers are particularly at risk because their temperature regulation is still developing and symptoms can appear in a short time, so extra care is needed. To prevent heatstroke, it's important to avoid extreme heat, stay well hydrated with both fluids and salts, and monitor your physical condition. A daily intake of about 1.2 liters of fluids, roughly 6 cups, is recommended. It's important to drink regularly even if you don't feel thirsty. Don't forget to replenish salts too. Sports drinks or salted candies can help. To help residents stay hydrated while out and about, Fukuoka City has installed My Bottle refill stations at ward offices, community centers, gyms, parks, and other public facilities where you can refill your bottle with chilled Fukuoka tap water. In addition, around 90 participating businesses in the city are registered as My Bottle partner shops and will refill your bottle with water or coffee. A list of refill locations can be found on Fukuoka City's website. Just search for Fukuoka City My Bottle in English. The first result should be the right one. Let's all make use of reusable bottles and refill services to stay hydrated during outings this summer.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation. Looking for a place to enjoy fun activities with your child? Naraya Community Center in Hakata Ward holds a monthly interactive class for infants and toddlers called Yanana Hiroba, where parents and children can enjoy time together. The next session will be held on Tuesday, July 22nd from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. This month's session will feature a lecture by Chiho Horii, a school social worker and counselor titled, Thank You for Being Born, How Early Childhood and Adolescence Are Connected. Ms. Horii has appeared on NHK TV programs. Everyone is welcome to attend, but be aware that the lecture will be conducted in Japanese. For details on how to register, please check the Fukuoka City International Foundation's Facebook page. To continue, you can now make inquiries about general consultations and free expert consultation appointments through line call on the Fukuoka City International Foundation's official line account. Phone interpreting is available, so you can receive support in multiple languages. You can also receive notifications about upcoming events and useful information for foreign residents. Please add the Fukuoka City International Foundation as a friend from the official website. Please be aware that the service does not support chat messages. So, if you'd like to send a written inquiry, please use the contact form on the Foundation's website. That was information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.